wrote a blog post that basically celebrates the first year of being a Lord's service. So Spotify was founded in 2006. And what's interesting is to kind of learn a bit about the background, about why we started the company. We started the company when there was rampant piracy in the marketplace, where there was organizations such as the RIAA that were suing individual users to try and stop the behavior that were eradicating the music business. And we felt that it's sad and sorry to see that the music industry was a business in decline. But if you look at the underlying fundamentals, there was something positive going on. Because the truth was, and is, the fact that people listen to more music than ever, and they listen to a bigger diversity of artists than ever. So the benefit is that the music industry could actually be a much better model than, and a much better business than it ever has. So the question is, how do we get there? And I think if you kind of look at what we're trying to do with Spotify, we think a few key notions really matters. We think that the future of the music industry is about packaging access rights. We believe that if music exists like water today, which it ultimately does through file sharing networks, and if we packet that access rights, we get people to start paying for music again. And the way that we can pay through Spotify is by a combination of watching adverts or becoming a paying subscriber. But in the future, I think the business model for music is not only around becoming a subscriber or being an ad-supported user. I think the future of the music business is around a lot of different business models. And I think that could probably apply to almost any type of media that we're in today and the world of media that we see it today. So looking at it, how do we then package the access rights? What am I referring to with package access rights? In the music industry, one of the key aspects is portability. If you look at the key component why I think Apple's been so successful in what they've done is the portability aspect. It's so simple today to buy a track from iTunes, and that's convenience, and then take it with me on my favorite device, the iPod. So, what we've done so far, if you look at the history of Spotify, we're now a year old. We've grown to about 6 million users globally. We're still growing at the pace of 30 to 50,000 new users a day. Those are staggering numbers. But what's interesting to know is the fact that we could have grown it much quicker. We know for a fact that there was one single day when we with Spotify actually took away all of the access restrictions, meaning that you didn't need to have an invite to actually use Spotify. During that day, we amassed about 180,000 new users. It was a staggering amount of users, and the truth is we could have never kept that growth. Because we would have ultimately hurt our system so that we couldn't deliver the same quality of service that we today offer. So the key component around Spotify then is, again, to package apps, right, and portability is the key. What you saw us doing in September was that we announced our iPhone apps and our Android apps. And so far, that's been an enormous success for us. We overnight grew our subscriber base by a big number. And that's been that's something that has continued to happen as well. And we're now, as I mentioned in my blog post as well, probably the biggest subscription service in Europe. And that's still going on. So what did we do right? I think what we've done right is the fact that we have allowed the users with our service to use the content the way they want to use it. It's simple, it's fast, and the fact is that it's quite social as well, despite the fact that Spotify itself lacks social features. That you can drag and drop a playlist and share it with your friends. That sort of functionality means that there's been millions and millions of playlists that have been created. I think if you look at the average Spotify user's library, you would see that it's somewhere in the region of 3 to 4 times that of an iTunes user. And people spend so much time and engagement with the service. We have an average today of 72 minutes a day listening to music. That's a quite fantastic number. So everyone knows that we've got a lot of ad-supported users, and we have started to convert them into paid, especially now with our mobile offer. I think the key now is working on it even further, offering even better means of reasons why we need to get people to become subscribers. Because if you look at our business model, the truth is that if we only have ad-supported users, the model won't be sustainable. If we only have paid users, I would argue that the model wouldn't be sustainable either. Because if you look at the history of subscription services, none of them really catched on. I think the key here is have a balance of both. Because that's the way where music truly becomes social. And social is one of the aspects where I think music is unique. I think music is, if you look at Facebook as an example, they have photos that they're sharing, they have text that they're sharing, but I think the music in itself is probably the most social object in the world, because it transcends languages, it transcends culture, and it transcends social comedies in the sense that you actually have to have something in common with that person. And that's not true with photos, and that's not true with text. So I think music has a better way of becoming something that is truly social than anything else on this planet. And that's something we're focusing on now with Spotify. The other thing that we're focusing on is the fact that we want to get more people to become portable users of Spotify. We think that there's a huge opportunity in Nokia devices and Samsung devices, for instance, where they today have a 55% market share. 55%, and they're the biggest manufacturers of MP3 players in the world, yet no one actually uses them to play music on. So why do people not play music on a Nokia and Samsung device? I think it's because the convenience and the ease of use. I tried actually the other week on a fairly new Nokia phone to install the PC software management suite so that I can actually transfer my music from my computer up until my Nokia phone. And that took about 35 minutes to do, to just install the software and start moving music from my library to my device. And the truth is, since I manage my music within iTunes, I couldn't actually just export it, so all my playlists got lost. I had to recreate them. And the truth is that the Nokia software didn't work with my Mac that I love to use, so I actually had to switch to PC. I had to move my entire library onto a hard drive and then plug it into a PC. And on the PC, I had to move them into the PC management suite, and then I had to get it onto Nokia. So no wonder why no one actually uses the Nokia device to play music. And the same is true, obviously, with the other devices as well. It's too hard to do legal music. It's too hard to actually play whatever music I want on my favorite device. And that's the problem that Spotify is determined to solve. What we're working on is a platform that allows music to flow freely, socially, on platforms like Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, and onto devices like new Samsung TV screens where they've got Linux built in, which allows you to do software on it. They've got YouTube built in. They might have Spotify built in. That's fantastic. We want to be on all of those platforms. We want everyone to be able to just use music. Better than that, I think that the key for us is also to get music into people's existing billing paths. I think getting it into your ISP or your carrier, so that it's bundled with your already existing subscription plan, that's great. That's exactly what we want to do. And people have been trying to do this for 10 years. And everyone told me, well, you know, we've been trying to do this for 10 years. Well, the truth is, again, look at the Nokia example. If we've been trying to do this for 10 years, how comes that there's not a single easy solution to this problem without, you know, looking at Apple? And that's ultimately what Spotify is dedicating to do. And if you then take everything I've said and apply it to other mediums as well, you start seeing that with better legislation and with better services, where it's about access and where it's about putting the customer in control, I think you start seeing models where we can increase the numbers of transactions that happen on the internet to trillions. If we can go to trillions, just think about the easy math. What about 1% of those actually converting into paid subscription? Or what about 1% of them actually becomes a paid download? What about 1% of them decides to go to a concert ticket? That's how we grow the music industry to a $40-50 billion industry. By getting it to work on people's favorite devices, because there is a transition from people's MP3 devices to people's phones. People will not have an MP3 device and a phone for much longer. It will be in the phone. I think if we can transcend it so that maybe you don't have to actually pay for the music. It's included in your already, your data plan with your carrier, or with your ISP, or with your cable operator. It might be when you buy a product, a new TV screen, that you get 1 year in music included. There's many ways of packaging music. But what we want to do with Spotify is we want to create the platform where the brand stands for ease of use, and where people actually build their library using Spotify and feels that this is the experience. And through their carrier, and through their ISP, and through other devices, they can then access that experience. And that's the key for Spotify, and that's the key to make this model work. It's not about ad-supported music, it's not about subscription music, it's not about downloads. It's about all of those models in one. That's the key to getting this model to work. And that's what we're dedicated to doing with Spotify. And I hope that this is also one of the contexts that we'll talk about during this afternoon. Because it's a very important topic, and it requires everyone to think outside of the box. And thinking outside of the box is something not only the music industry as a whole needs to do, but it's something that legislators need to look at. It's something that consumers need to do as well, because the truth is that we can't expect it all to be free. So we need to find models where people are incentivized to actually pay again. And I think that there are many of those models. And I think that if we can open up this platform, we'll see more and more applications built for specific needs, which will drive people's willingness to pay even further. And that's the key.
Thank you, Daniel.